With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Football on off the ball.
This might just be modern media, but it feels to me that Arsenal, maybe it's because they haven't won the league for 21 years, but it feels like they get into the running far too early. And maybe that's our fault in the media as well.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The Final One Standing by William Hill on Off the Ball. Download the app and play today. 18+ gamblingcare.ie.
Okay, we'll continue. So there's a couple of things I just wanted to talk about here. That Everton result, that Everton Newcastle result, was a complete freak. Everton are actually pretty good.
And yes. Good at home.
They're playing Chelsea at Stamford Bridge. Chelsea odds on favourites. Chelsea's form not so consistent. Consistently inconsistent.
Yeah.
Particularly against teams who are small teams who they expect to beat. They're good against the good teams.
Such as Atalanta and Leeds United. Miserable midweeks for Chelsea in the last couple of weeks. There's always a danger in the Chelsea scenario that things just snowball into a crisis that wouldn't happen at other clubs. Like, I see Maresca this morning's being asked about Kieran Dewsbury-Hall. Like, do you regret letting him go? Like, he's been one of the best players in the league this year and you're coming up against him. But like, Chelsea had to leave players go. They just had way too many players on their books. But this is just the nature of being Chelsea boss. You're going to be challenged with these sorts of things that you've made error upon error upon error. But it has seemingly their title race, whatever, 4-day title race or however long it lasted, is pretty extraordinary, because it just mirrors last season.
Yeah, he didn't talk himself out of it straight away. I thought maybe this was the year you talk yourself into it a bit. Boost your players, particularly a young squad. And you're like, look at these guys, they can do it. We've got a World Cup winner there.
Yeah. Chelsea aren't beaten in their last 30 Premier League home games against Everton.
Okay, fair enough. So you're saying that's why they're 6-4 on.
I think that's maybe plays a part to it.
But I think this Everton isn't the same as your daddy's Everton, though. They've got like a bit going, you know?
Yeah. Like, they went to obviously Old Trafford and beat United with 10 men. So, yeah, they've been quite good. Grealish has been one of the standout players in the entire league this season. Kieran Dewsbury-Hall, like you mentioned, is playing really, really well as well. And like, Tierno Barry got his first goal last week.
That was quite a wholesome moment.
It was, actually.
The previous week he scored a great goal and it got chalked off by VAR, and you're like, this is just never going to happen.
Did you hear Moyes after the game? He's like, yeah, we're in seventh, but we're not qualifying for Europe. this ain't happening. He's definitely keeping expectations on the floor. Like, I mean, they've moved into their new home this season and they've seemingly matched it with pretty good results. Like, I would say that maybe this whole new Forest era under Sean Dyche might have shown positive signs at the very start. I'm not sure beating Forest at home is necessarily a sign of amazing form, but certainly going to Bournemouth and winning there was a brilliant result, and obviously the Manchester United result away from home previously. So they are, like, they have won their last two home games, and prior to that they went and they got a draw at Sunderland. So they are a real threat away from home. So definitely wouldn't be banking on Chelsea in that fixture tomorrow.
So Arsenal play Wolves. That's the 8 o'clock evening kickoff. The 5:30 kickoff on Saturday is Burnley Fulham. The 2:00, 3:00, the two solo 3 o'clock kickoffs are Liverpool and Brighton and Chelsea and Everton. And then on Sunday, good slate of games, West Ham and Villa. Is Nuno, he's going to get sacked, isn't he?
Yeah, much like the Dyche thing at Forest, but much worse. Is that the new manager bounce was like one or two games. All these games are crowded to 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
All the good games.
Palace, Man City, 2 o'clock. Forest, Spurs, 2 o'clock. Sunderland, Newcastle, 2 o'clock.
And then the 4:30 kickoff is?
Brentford against Leeds.
I mean, one of those 2 o'clocks could surely have gone 2.5 hours later.
Flex it out.
Yeah.
You're looking forward to Brentford Leeds.
I am, actually, because
are
we kind of thinking that Brentford are on the slide under Keith Andrews. Like, they have, like, they were very abject against Spurs last week. And I know you're at the game, the Brentford game against Arsenal in the midweek. Iker Thiago seems he's gone off a bit of form as well. He's also had a bit of a knock as well. I think this is a massive game. There's 4 points that separate the teams now between Brentford and Leeds. Leeds seem to be like on the up this last couple of weeks, and Brentford seem to be a little bit on the down. But like, this is kind of where we find out like where these teams are going to finish, because it's a massive game. Like, both of these teams, I think, would take finishing 17th this season. And yeah, like, I think with the way Brentford have been, they've been quite good at home, but yeah, and Leeds' away form has been not great, so that's why I'd fancy Brentford to do a job on Leeds this weekend.
They haven't lost at home, Brentford, since the 5th of October, and they haven't won away from home since the 20th of October when they went to West Ham and won. So, like, it is the sort of fixture, if you're looking at it negatively, that if Brentford were to lose at home to Leeds United, it does kind of spell, ooh, could they be in a bit of trouble here? But that would not be the expectation at all. I would not be expecting anything other than Brentford to get all 3 points on Sunday. But maybe that's an overrating of a team that we would have classified as being definitely bottom half at the start of the season.
So if you spool it back, right, and you think about all of the narrative around the two managers and the way that it has kind of oscillated wildly, you wouldn't think that they are just 4 points apart and giving Leeds a good chance of actually catching them. So it is really, really important game.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Yeah, the Pontus Janssen derby is Phil Egan Christopher in the office there during the week. But yeah, we have live commentary with Stephen Doyle and Owen Doyle from 4:30 on Sunday and Off the Ball.
What's our early game?
Crystal Palace and Manchester City. Phil Egan and Brian Caron for that one.
Palace on Off the Ball twice in a week.
Yeah, those Irish Palace fans are buzzing. Quite a lot of them in Gannett's Tala there last night. Palace, I was at the press conference on the pre-match press conference, Oliver Glasner on Wednesday. They have a couple of injury issues as well. Ismaila Sarr looks like he might be able to play tomorrow, but it's quite clear from how they've prepared the last couple of games that there is a lot of focus on the City game, and they kind of played a pretty much a second string team last night against Shelburne.
Adam Morton played.
Yeah, but yeah, like, I think it's just because they have a couple of injuries in midfield, but I think they're really targeting this game against Man City on Sunday. And I know, like, Man City have been, you know, they're second in the table, they're 2 points behind Arsenal, but like, I still don't trust them. Like, they're still conceding a lot of goals. Like, I have to say, like, Ryan Cherky's gotten the team over the last couple of weeks, and he looks like an unbelievable player. But defensively, I still have a lot of question marks around City. And I don't think they're going to run like what they used to do. They would go and win like 10, 12, 14 games in a row. I can't see any team doing that, but I can't see this City team doing it for sure.
I think Pep is going to look for an excuse to drop Ryan Cherky after the Rabona last week. He's just like, this guy.
No.
I mean, the way he spoke about it afterwards, he's like, you wouldn't see Messi doing Rabonas. Yeah. The great thing about Messi was that he was very, very simple in what he did. Yeah. I don't care how you do it. Like, Cherky, I think he can use both feet pretty well. And if he has a preferred foot, I think it might be the left foot. So to do a right-footed Rabona is really taking the piss out of your opponent, first of all. But I wouldn't have said, from what I could gather from what Pep was saying afterwards, I don't think he was overly pleased. I don't know. Go ahead.
No, I think he actually, it was kind of one of those things where actually he needed maybe to do, because he needed to like get the ball over a defender. It was quite close, so you're digging into the ball and you're just popping it over the defender, and like it was right onto Phil Foden's head. Like I don't really see the
whole... It was kind of the best way of getting the sand wedge out was using the Rabona.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Like the loft on the ball couldn't have been achieved with his left foot.
No, I don't think so. I think it was just he needed to dink right into the... You kind of had to get your foot right underneath the ball to just lift it over the defender, and Phil Foden literally right on his head, and unbelievable goal. And that's exactly the type of things you want to see in when we're watching football.
Yeah, no shortage of buyers for Shirky if Pep burns him out, which is, we've seen him do it.
Yeah.
Just one thing on Manchester City versus Crystal Palace. I've completely Mandela affected this idea that Manchester City kind of have an Achilles heel that gets exposed by Palace. It's not really true. Like, no. I remember that game in December 2018, remember when Liverpool and City were going toe-to-toe. It was in the middle of Christmas. Yeah, 22nd of December 2018, and Palace beat them 3-2. That was actually at the Etihad Stadium. That was like a particularly freakish result when it kind of became clear that there might be an opening here for Liverpool, even though they didn't take it. And then 2021 as well, but they lost. But there hasn't been a whole string of Crystal Palace wins.
So you're saying City are going to win? Is that what you're saying?
I think so. I think City's form at the moment is pretty good.
All right, if you want to go on. Oh, no, sir.
Palace have kind of struggled in the games right after the European competition, but I don't think they'll do this week. This weekend.
It was not a particularly taxing trip for them, unfortunately. There is a new 100 grand Final One Standing League launching after kickoff in the 3 o'clock games this Saturday. It's open to all registered William Hill customers, whether you're in an existing league or not. We'll have Lee Whip back with us next week. Best of luck to Mick in his. I'm down to the final 13 in ours.
Oh, well done.
You guys, are you picking? That?
No.
I might pick Liverpool.
Oh.
To beat Brighton. They're the shortest price available to me. I have Man United available to me as well.
Monday night. Yeah. Bournemouth have won the last two games in Old Trafford 3-0, I think.
It's not going to happen this time. Bournemouth's form isn't good.
I'd be leaning towards United over Liverpool there.
Would you? All right. Well, we'll find out next week.
The Final One Standing by William Hill on Off the Ball. Download the app and play today. 18 plus gamblingcare.ie.